Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I'm your host, Steph, here at Pastor Adam.
Hey, glad to be here.
I'm glad to be here as well. And we are back for our series, Any Questions?
Yes.
And right now, we're currently doing a sub-series within a series. And we're addressing, we're addressing the question from Charlene Holt. And she asked us, how can Christians be salt and light in workplaces?
Yeah, so we've decided that that question was such a good question that it needed five episodes to answer it appropriately.
You decided.
Yeah, I just agreed.
Yeah,
that's true. I had some workplace-related stuff that I've been working on and some stuff from old, and when that question popped up, I was already in the process of working on some workplace-related things of how Christians can literally do what she said, what we're called to do with our work, what our workplaces should look like, how we should actually see ourselves as missionaries being sent into the workplaces that we work in. So, you know, our job might be, you know, a technician, or our job might be a teacher, or our job might be a sales associate or whatever. In Charlene's case, our job might be an account manager or whatever, but that's just the gateway to get us into the place that God has sent us to be salt and light in our workplaces. And mm-hmm. So we should really see ourselves as missionaries. So I've been working on some of that stuff a lot. Steph and I talked a little bit to Steph and her husband Jonathan about it just last week when we were recording some future stuff I feel called to do in the church to help people figure out how to be missionaries and evangelize in their workplaces. So when we got this question from Charlene, I knew I was like, oh, we can't answer this in one question. So we started answering it. So what we've done instead is we've said, all right, if we're to answer her question appropriately, how do you be salt and light in the workplaces? We said, well, we're going to give you five ways to worship God while you work, right? Mm-hmm. To make your work worshipful, which is what's going to make you salt and light in that workplace. And so episode 210, where we started answering her question was, we talked about how our worshipful work fulfills God's purpose in creation and that we are co-creating with him in everything that we do. And then in 211, we started talking about that if we are doing our work as worship, then it's going to pursue these high standards of excellence. In other words, and this is a big one, this might be the biggest one of all of them, is that you are doing these things unto God, right? You're not, you know, you may have a crappy boss, and I get that, but you're not doing these for your boss. Ultimately, you and I as Christians have a higher boss. And so where we work, what we do, we are doing it unto God, even if we're, you know, reporting to a human person, right? Because everybody's got a boss. So,
yes.
You know, but as Christ followers in our workplace, and one of the ways you make your work worshipful is you realize everything I do unto God, right? That's how you can serve that's how you can serve a boss who doesn't deserve it. That's how you can be salt and light in your workplace to people who maybe aren't the greatest folks. That's how you can serve a husband who doesn't deserve it or a wife who doesn't deserve it, right? Because at the end of the day, I'm doing this unto God, right? And really, none of us deserve it. So,
that's right.
You know, so that was the second one. So today, this one will be relatively quick. It sort of spins off of, we just ran out of time last week and couldn't do it, but it spins off of this high standards of excellence, and it's this. Worshipful work reflects the highest standards of ethics. We can talk about ethics. We can also say morality, right? In other words, worshipful work is going to be us doing the right, holy, ethical, morally correct thing always in the workplace. A lack of integrity in business settings or office settings is nothing new at all, right? I mean,
It's not,
right? Like, And we shouldn't expect it to be. You know how we talk about sometimes, Steph, like Christians get so weirded out because they expect somebody who's not a Christian to act Christian.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, you get mad at somebody for the clothes that they wear or how they're wearing those clothes and they shouldn't dress like that because it's not appropriate. Well, maybe it's not, but you got to let God change their heart before he can change the T-shirt that they're wearing. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
In the workplace, if we're working with people who are not blood-bought Christians who are not, you know, trying to live a life that honors God, then of course you're going to have unethical practices. People that are cutting corners, people that are lying and cheating, people that are doing whatever they can do to get ahead, right? People that are, you know, trying to skate by their taxes or, you know, whatever it may be, right? Like bad ethical business practices are going to sort of exist in every work environment you have. And that's nothing new. But business ethics, how we morally act in the workplace, should really matter to the believer, because our work is done unto God and our ethical practices reflect on God. Like if we are people who are saying in the workplace, trying to live a Christian life, if we are saying that we are Christians, then we would have to then be appropriate and do the right thing no matter what, because everybody knows that we have said that we are following Jesus, right? So it should really matter to us. And it's not about building our own reputation. It's about building God's, because what we've done is we've said we belong to Him. And that's who we are in the workplace, right? We're shining our light. That's who we are. We're not, you know, we're not throwing it down each other's people's throats, but we're saying we're Christ followers. So then we should really care about doing the ethically correct, right, morally right, just thing in the eyes of God and also in the eyes of the people that are following us. They should really matter, right? Like Christian people should not be the people who are cheating on their taxes, right? Christian people should not be the people who are cutting corners at work. Or saying, you know, like this one drives me crazy. Saying, you know, in a meeting, something comes up. Oh, have you done that yet? And you haven't. So the easy thing for a person to do is go, oh, yeah, I've already finished that. Knowing I can go back and finish it before you know that I finished it. That's not ethically correct, right? That's technically lying.
Yeah.
And so in the workplace, Christians should be leading the way in being truthful and honest and ethically, morally. Obviously, you can't do this perfectly, but there's got to be a... Like somebody has to be the voice of, no, we're not going to do that. That's lying, or that's stealing, or that's mismanagement, right? Somebody's got to lead the way in doing that. And it's always going to be this uphill battle. But this should really matter to you if you're a believer. And I think it shines salt and light into the workplace in a big way if you're the one who is going to do the right thing, right? And you're going to help guide, even if it's hard, other people in the workplace to do the right thing. You're showing, you are shining the light of God, because God, what would Jesus do in that situation, right? And I say I'm of His, so I'm reflecting on Him on everything that I do. You know what I mean? It's the same thing if you take the pastor instead of some workplace setting. Well, if the pastor says I'm a pastor and he's leading the people, and behind the scenes he's doing stuff that's morally incorrect, right? It reflects on God. What ends up happening when it comes out, pastor falls from grace, he's doing the stuff he ain't supposed to, what do people end up doing? They don't just stop following the pastor. They then start to question the character of God and the character of the church and the nature of God, right? Because what I do and what you do in your workplace reflects on the character and the nature of God. And so Proverbs 11:1, you got that verse, Steph?
Yes, I do.
Read that. This is a great one. There's actually a lot of wisdom in Proverbs about business-related ethics. But anyway, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 1.
Okay. The Lord detests dishonest scales, but accurate weights find favor with Him.
All right, dishonest scales. Dishonest scales is a situation where the scales are set up to read incorrectly so that you can take advantage of a situation, right? It's fudging. It's faking, right? You take the scale, you set it up wrong so that it reads the wrong weight, and in some way you end up being paid more for it than the person is really selling it, or it weighs it wrong. You know, that's this idea. And this can be anything in the workplace. What is a dishonest scale? What is a place where we fudge? Anything. So if you take time off that you don't have, right? That's God don't like that, is what the scripture just says. Any way that you'd be fudging. If you call in sick when you're not sick, God don't like that, right? That's dishonest. So if you need to call in as a Christ follower, when you call in sick and you say you're sick, you should actually be sick. Mm-hmm. If you have to call in and you can't go to work that day, there's something else going on, don't just use the line, I'm sick, because it makes it easier for you, right? That's not ethically correct. And so somebody's got to live by that standard is what I'm saying, right? And the verse is pretty specific. God don't like this. God does not like dishonesty. And at the end of the day, you know, when we're doing things inappropriate, like, for example, the time off, the calling in sick, the whatever it is, right, making up excuses that aren't really accurate, not being fully honest, God does not like that. And so if for us in the workplace, one of the ways we really shine salt and light is that we are the people who do the thing the right way and are truthful, right? One of the biggest ways to like, maybe the main way to be ethically appropriate, to do things the right way unto God in a workplace setting, is just to be truthful, right? If you're just if you're just truthful, it changes everything.
Yeah, that's right.
Because almost all this dishonest, unethical stuff is found with some sort of lying, right? And so the idea is the Christian should be the truthful one. Like, think about how this looks. If you're trying to be, Charlene's question, if you're trying to be salt and light in the workplace, which means you're trying to do what God says, you're going to be His light. Your light is going to shine. You're not a lamp under a bush. You know, you're going to be shining. And you're giving flavor, which is what salt does, right? If you're trying to do that in the workplace, in other words, you're trying to shine Jesus. Well, if the people in your workplace know, I don't care what I don't care what Charlene says, this woman's going to tell the truth. If she says it, you can believe it. That shines a big light into who you are and whose you are, right? That you belong, report to somebody higher than just your boss. That there's a driving factor in your life that requires you to do the right thing. And you're building your life on that. And it's not a paycheck or a boss. It's the God that you serve. And so to worship God in your work means having higher standards than the world's standards. So when you go into a workplace and they set a standard, our standard should be higher than that, mm-hmm. right? It doesn't mean that you're trying to beat everybody to the punch or to the deadline all the time. It just means that if you notice at your workplace that everybody comes in at 9:15 and puts on their punch card or whatever, there's a timesheet that they come in at 9, you should be at a higher standard. Whatever time you actually come in is what time you should say you come in, right?
Yes.
And so that's the best way to think of how do we shine this light in the workplace. Like, one of the biggest ways is to be the most honest person in the room and your standards to be set by God, right? It might be okay in my workplace for everybody's reports or whatever to not tell the truth, but I'm getting my cues from God, and God wants me to be fully honest in all things that I do. You know what I mean? Like, in the church world, it's a little weird. Like, if you ask a pastor how many people you have at your church, they all lie, right? They all say a number that's higher than what it really is. And God confronted me on this years ago, like probably at the beginning of COVID, was you need to be honest, right? Little things like that matter. Does that make any sense? And so what we end up hearing with this stuff is like, well, whether I'm sick or not when I call in, it doesn't matter, right? Because it's my time and whatever. It doesn't matter if I use that phrase. It was just easier for me to get out of it. What God is saying to you is those little things do matter. And those little things add up over time. And if you are if you really want to see your workplace as I am a missionary here. I am trying to shine the light of Jesus to these people that I work with every day. The little stuff really matters the most, right? You being able to answer every Bible question somebody brings to you randomly on a lunch break. First off, that ain't gonna happen that often. It's not those big things, right? You being able to sit down and lead somebody to Christ in your workplace, that's great and all, but that's not going to happen as often as all these little things are going to add up and show that there's something different about you that's not just coming because Charlene's a nice person or because she works for this company who says they value honesty. There's something different about her, and then it makes people intrigued about, not about you, but intrigued about who it is that you're representing. That's the whole point, right? So I actually think that one of the key ways, see, this one's sort of in the middle of the list, usually the middle of the list. Preaching, here's a little bit of a preaching tidbit, right? Inside information. Your middle points usually aren't your great points, right? So your opening story that catches people's attention or whatever sets the tone, real important. Your very first point, real important. Your very, very last point, real important. Your middle ones, usually not as much. And so this one being our sort of middle point here, you can kind of go by it real fast. But I actually think this might be the easiest way for anybody in any work setting in any place to actually shine the light of Christ in their workplace, is to be the most truthful, honest person with integrity in that entire workplace. That they know she's not going to do it wrong, right? She's not going to be the person that says this. She's the one that tells the truth. She's the one that's going to expose something if it needs to be exposed, right? She's going to take the risk and be the whistleblower if she needs to be, because this person has integrity, right? Her ethics, her morality is extremely high. That's one of the easiest ways to share Jesus, I think, on a very basic level in the workplace. But, you know, it's very tempting in the workplace to just do the standard that everybody else does. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it is tempting.
It's real tempting, especially if you're, especially if you feel like nobody's noticing this, and you got to, that's when you got to go, well, I mean, why am I going to be like this if nobody else is doing it? Right? If my boss don't care, then why am I going to care? That goes back to our point last week, because it ain't about your boss. It's about your higher boss. And we're doing what he would want us to do because we know that what we're doing reflects him. That's the key. So your business ethics, your workplace morality, your justness, and your integrity is really the word that we're going for here. It really matters to your witness in the workplace. Really, really matters. Because what it also means is if somebody realizes that you're the honest one at the workplace and you're also the Christian, when they come to you or whatever, in whatever way they do, because they will. They will. The light will shine. They'll come to you. When they come to you in whatever way, they know that they can trust you. They can trust what you're going to say when it's not about work, because you've shown them through work that you can, right? So when you tell them, hey, I'm sorry that your dad died, I've been praying for your family, they'll actually believe that you're actually praying for their family, mm-hmm. right? Because they know that you're the honest one. Anyway, I think it's a pretty big deal. So there's that one. A pretty quick one, but it kind of goes along with the one before. So if you didn't listen to 2:11, listen to 2:11 and sort of 2:11, 2:12 sort of hang out together. But just to recap for a second, business ethics, your integrity in the workplace really matter to your witness. So if you're looking for a starting point to this, like going, all right, I done listened to them trying to answer Charlene's question four times and they got a couple more. And I do want to see my workplace as a missionary place that I'm serving God in. Where do I start with this? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Well, don't start by going to your office and taping pictures of Jesus up. And don't start with trying to start Monday morning prayer meetings with your team. Start with your integrity, right? Start doing things the right way and being truthful and honest in everything that you do. That you are the, without walking around saying it, you are the just one in the room, right? That's where you start off with this. And then that builds your, on your integrity, your reputation gets built, right? Don't build your reputation, then try to get your integrity to keep up. You build your reputation on your integrity. And so that's all I got for this week, Steph. You got anything you want to add?
I don't, but I enjoyed this one. I always enjoy learning though.
Yeah. We just couldn't answer Charlene's question in one question. It's just too much stuff. How do you be salt and light? I can give you a bunch of ways, but these are the primary ones. And if you're looking for a way to start with you being the honest person in the room, and let that integrity build, right? And then that will increase your reputation. And then all you're doing is shining a light on, no, God is faithful. God is true. God is just. God is holy. He calls me to this standard. And he's who I live for. He's who I work for. Anyway, this is something I try to do all the time. And it's hard to do. In every setting, it is hard to do. Because it's much easier sometimes just to tell a little white lie than it is to actually be fully, you know, fully open and honest about all things. So
yeah, I guess I do have something to say.
Yeah.
When you said that about the little white lie, I think a lot of people are just afraid to seem weak or like they don't know how to do their job. But all you got to do is just be like, I didn't do that right. Or, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm willing to learn. It's definitely, that's going to go with, I guess, with ethics as well. I can't speak all of a sudden.
Yeah, because you're telling the truth.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm just telling you right now.
Simple. Yeah.
That's what at least me, that's what we want. You want people who will say, I don't know how to do this or I don't know what I'm doing, instead of faking it. You want people like, I would rather have, we may have said this on a podcast before, but it's been a long time. I was just talking about this with somebody the other day. I would rather have C minus D plus talent and aptitude with A minus B plus character all day, every day. I don't want somebody who knows exactly what to do and figures it all out. I want somebody who's coachable. If you are coachable, teachable, that's a home run. Like, you will never run out of work. People will always be trying to hire you if you are a person of integrity and you are coachable and you are honest. Because one of the worst things in the workplace is for your employer or even your teammates for them to think that you know how to do it. You've kind of conveyed to them that you know everything, and then it falls all apart because you don't know what you're doing when you could have just been honest in the first place. Nobody want to be around that person, right? And I'm telling you, what they're really seeking is they're seeking somebody who has the integrity of God. There is maybe I'm taking this too far, but I don't think so. There is a desire in the heart of people to have real, no fake relationships with others, whether that's their spouse, their friends, and their coworkers.
That's true.
Like, you need to know where you stand with people all the time.
Yeah.
And when you realize that there's a certain person that you can know where you stand with all the time, it's a whole different level of relationship that you can have. And remember, when we talk about being missionaries in our workplace, it's not you going to the workplace and standing on the soapbox and preaching Jesus. It's building relationships with people, right? And if you can be the person who is, Stephanie will always be honest, you will be able to build a relationship with somebody much faster, and it means much more than any other relationship that they could build with other people at their workplace. And then when the time comes, when the Holy Spirit convicts, right, at the right moment, it might be them talking to you about Jesus, but it might just be they've seen something in you that they begin to explore elsewhere, right? At church, at home, with a pastor, with a friend, with a mentor, or whatever. And you'll never even know that your life of integrity at work sparked that, right? Mm-hmm. But all of this is about relationships, you know? And so I would, as a person who spent plenty of his time in his life lying, I would say you fight against those white lies as much as you possibly can, because they add up. Little white lies turn into big ones
over time. They do.
Right? And they get you into a corner, right, where instead you could just be honest. And that level of honesty shines the light of Jesus in the workplace, right? So anyway, I think it's pretty cool. And this is something I think about all the time, actually. So.
And I personally love this one.
Yeah. Once again, Charlene, thanks for asking the question. And we still got two more to answer your question with.
Come on. Be ready, Charlene.
Yeah, we got two more. So I hope we don't have no other questions on this list that takes this many. Or we're going to be in this series for 5 years.
The sub-series of the series,
yeah, the
actually.
The sub-series of the series of the series. What if we ended up in a question? Charlene asked a question. We went from the series to a sub-series. And then in the middle of the sub-series, we'd realize we needed to go further on like integrity or something, and it was a sub-series of a sub-series of a series.
Oh, my.
Of a podcast.
So meta.
Mind blown. Oh, my gosh.
Could happen. No, I'm just kidding. We don't know.
We ain't really got no plan, so it could happen. That's all we got for this one.
All righty. Well, we look forward to answering with two more prompts, honestly. Two more of these.
Two more of them. Yep. Two more.
And answering more questions coming up as well from other people that have listened to the podcast. So yep. We will speak to you next time.
Then we got to figure out what we're doing after the question series, which I don't really know yet either.
Yeah.
Luckily, we got some more questions, so we'll be okay for a while. We don't really know.
Okay. We'll talk to y'all next time.
See you.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.